and it took 11 months, 30 days, 18 hours, and 18 minutes. But the state of Illinois now has a budget again. Last night, Republican Governor Bruce Rauner signed a stopgap budget to keep the government running for 6 months and schools open for a year. The agreement between Rauner and Democratic leaders of the Illinois General Assembly follows a year of stalemate and was praised yesterday by Speaker Michael Madigan.
We can't pass a budget when the governor's demands relative to his personal agenda that hurts families are dropped. That happened here today.
But Governor Rauner was quick to signal the fight is far from over.
I believe and I firmly hope that right now we've hit the bottom. This is the low point in the evolution of Illinois. And now we begin to move up.
Tony Arnold covers Illinois politics for WBEZ in Chicago. He joins us now. And Tony, before we get to the compromise, remind those who have not been following this so closely how Illinois managed to go a year without a budget in the first place.
How we got into this, Governor Bruce Rauner took office last January, and he's a Republican. And when he was elected, he's going up against a Democratic supermajority in both the House and the Senate and the Illinois General Assembly. And so he came in saying he would do two things. One, not sign an unbalanced budget. And two, really pushing hard for various economic reforms, which many have seen it to be pro-business, anti-union. These are things like limiting collective bargaining over the course of time, right to work was a version of this earlier, and also things like workers' compensation. He's even pushed for things like term limits and redistricting reforms for legislative boundaries, which is a direct attack on the Democrats who run the General Assembly, who have been in power for 30 years.
But he's not getting any of those things in this deal, right?
He's not getting any of those things. What you heard there was the House Speaker, Michael Madigan, who's been kind of Rauner's chief rival throughout this past year since he took office, who said quite clearly that this compromise happened because Rauner took this agenda of his that he sees as anti-union, anti-worker, off the table. And so this is this the whole reason that we're having this 6 month budget now that takes us through the November election is because Rauner dropped these demands.
But as you say, it's a 6 month budget, not a 1 year budget. What happens in 6 months? Do we end up right back where we started?
That's a great question. What's the consequence of not having a budget for the year? Has really affected just about every reach of state government services. In particular, those that have been hardest hit have been human service providers, both in the nonprofit sector and in the for-profit sector. These are services that serve seniors at their homes instead of putting the seniors in nursing homes or adults with developmental disabilities. They serve homeless youth, breast and cervical cancer screenings for people who can't afford it. Any variety of these types of services have been affected, either cut over the past year. Layoffs have affected many of them. The public university system throughout the state has been really decimated. Right. A lot of layoffs there. And so now what the 6 month budget does is give some money to those services. But there's been so many bills that have been accumulated that the state's debt has almost doubled. It's really the past year has been really brutal to the state's economic climate and to its just what the government owes now for all these services that it did not pay for the past year.
So what's the political fallout from this?
Well, Speaker Madigan, he had a contested primary, Democratic primary, that he won. Again, he's been in office since 1970, so he's been around for a while and been Speaker for almost 30 years now, more than that. And so he's going to be winning in the fall. I don't think he has even a challenger for the fall election. Governor Rauner's up for election in 2 years, but Rauner's hoping to take away some of this Democratic supermajority that's in place in both the House and the Senate. At the root of this is honestly like they both think that they have a winning argument on their side. One is that Illinois' economic issues have been around for years, and Bruce Rauner says he has the solution to these problems. They are more business-friendly reforms. Democrats say he's come in and been such an obstructionist that the state's worse off than when he founded 18 months ago, which is no small feat considering the financial problems problems that have already been facing Illinois for the past several years. So they both think that they have winning arguments, which has only contributed to the length of this overall budget stalemate.
That's Tony Arnold, state politics reporter for WBEZ in Chicago, as they finally have a budget, at least for the next 6 months, in the state of Illinois after a year without one, or just about a year. Tony, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.